Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. President Murmu says education of daughters most effective investment in nation's progress. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo credits teachers for Nagaland's achievement of 95.7% literacy rate. Nagaland honors 13 teachers for exceptional service. And BJP Nagaland holds organizational workshop cum state executive meeting in Dimapur. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that providing the best possible education to daughters is the most effective way to promote women-led development. Addressing the gathering after presenting the National Teachers Award 2025 in New Delhi today, the president emphasized that girls' education should be accorded the highest priority. She added that the investment in daughters' education is a priceless contribution to the development of families, society, and the nation.
बालिकाओं की शिक्षा को सर्वाधिक महत्व दिया जाना चाहिए बेटियों की शिक्षा में निवेश करके हम अपने परिवार समाज और राष्ट्र के निर्माण में अमूल्य निवेश करते हैं आधुनिक भारत में स्त्री शिक्षा की आधारशिला रखने वाली सावित्रीबाई फुले जी की स्मृति में मैं उनको सादर नमन करती हूँ
The president expressed happiness that the gross enrollment ratio of girls in higher education has shown a significant rise in recent years. The president said that education empowers individuals, enabling children from the weakest backgrounds to achieve remarkable progress. She said, just like food, clothing, and shelter, education is essential for a person's dignity and security. President Murmu highlighted that the National Education Policy 2020 lays special emphasis on making education more accessible and seamless at the school level. Out of the 45 National Teachers Awardees, Ms. Peleno Petinihu from Nagaland also received the award from President Murmu. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo credited teachers for Nagaland's achievement of 95.7% literacy, making it the third most literate state in India. Speaking at the state-level Teachers' Day celebration in Kohima today, he praised teachers as the backbone of the education system, urging them to continue fostering curiosity, critical thinking, and compassion in students.
Just 21.95%, and that is among the lowest in the country. Today, by the grace of God, I'm proud to share that Nagaland has emerged as India's third most literate state at 95.7%, only behind Kerala and Mizoram.
He highlighted Nagaland's pupil-teacher ratio of 13:1 and 7:1 in government schools as a key strength and shared that the state currently has 2,734 schools, 32,801 teachers, and 4,10,389 students. Ryu expressed satisfaction with the progress of the School Leadership Academy of Nagaland, which now provides mandatory training for school heads and has received national recognition for two consecutive years. Under the NEP 2020, he announced key initiatives such as launch of the SOAR mission to enhance curriculum, teaching and assessment, readiness of the Nagaland State Curriculum, framework for foundational stage education, formation of the Nagaland State School Standards Authority, and drafting of a school quality assessment framework, plans to introduce music education at the elementary level in collaboration with TAFMA, promotion of mother tongue-based education in partnership with Nagaland University, convergence approach with the Department of Social Welfare for foundational education.
Taking forward the vision of Nagaland Education Policy 2020, our state is introducing major reforms in Nagaland State Curriculum Framework for 14 stage education is now ready. Like these efforts, Nagaland School Quality Assessment and Assurance Framework is currently being drafted.
The Chief Minister concluded by emphasizing alignment with NEP 2020, SDG 4, Nipun Bharat and UNESCO's Education 2030 agenda to ensure globally informed interventions. On the occasion of Teachers Day, Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo today presented the State Teachers Award 2025 to 13 teachers from across the state in the presence of Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang, Dr. Kekril Hule Hyome, MLA and Advisor, School Education and SCERT Nagaland, R. Masakui Rungsang, Consul General, CGI Vancouver, Canada, and other cabinet members and legislators. The awards were presented at the state-level Teachers Day celebration at the NBCC Convention Hall, Kohima. The awardees were K. Nzanbeni Lotha, GT from GHSS Dipupar H. Chumukedima, Avilhu Sokra, GT from PM Sri GHSS Chumukedima, Mary Hung Singh, teacher from Mount Mary Higher Secondary School Chumukedima, L. Tsulong Tong, GT from GHSS Pungro Kipire, Shumei Anthony, GT Hindi from GMS Lenak Longland, Roshato PT from GPS Maluri Town, Imo Jungla, GT from GHS Simi Mokokchung, Nafisa Ali, teacher from St. Joseph Schools Mon, John Konyak, PT from GMS Shangsa Mon, Agwamle Puereng, GT from GHSS Paran, Dr. Bijay Kumar Mishra, PGT from GHSS PAC, M. Chibeni Hamtoy, GT from PM Sri GMS Woka Town A, and M. Samuel Sema, GT from GHSS Sataka Zinaboto. CM Ryo also launched Mission Soar Nagaland. Meanwhile, the Award for Excellence in School Safety Policy Compliance was presented to Government Middle School Dobagaon, GMS Naganew Model Sumi, St. Joseph School Trungsang, and the Vineyard Kohima. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, Nagaland, held an organizational workshop titled Sanghathanatmak Karyashala Kam State Executive Meeting at Town Hall, Dimapur today, with senior leaders including Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton and State BJP President Benjamin Yeptami in attendance. Addressing the gathering, Patton urged party legislators and workers to gear up for the 2028 assembly elections with the aim of contesting and winning all 60 seats.
If I see, as per today's attendance, if we face our election deal in 2028, I feel that we need to contest 60-60. Earlier also, in 2023, I fought, tooth and nail, at least to go for 60-60, if not 30-30. For Nagaland, is there any decision that we BJP cannot contest more than 20 seats? No.
He said the BJP must expand beyond its current reach and work for a full majority under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. There is no resolution stopping us from contesting more seats, he stated, urging MLAs to work across constituencies and engage closely with grassroots workers. State BJP President Benjamin Yeptami called the event a moment of reflection and renewal, reaffirming the party's commitment to growth in Nagaland. He highlighted the center's focus on development in the northeast and emphasize that the BJP's real strength lies in its karyakartas. He urged party members to stay united, humble, and reach out to every village and household. The Directorate of School Education Nagaland had on Teachers' Day declared tomorrow as a general holiday for all government and private schools functioning within the state of Nagaland in honor of teachers. The holiday was declared through a notification issued by Principal Director of School Education Shashank Pratap Singh today. Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal has launched Angikar 2025 campaign under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana PMAY Urban 2.0. The campaign is an outreach program which will accelerate the implementation of PMAY Urban by creating widespread awareness about the schemes across the country. It will also fast-track verification of application under the scheme and expedite the completion of already sanctioned houses. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Murmu says education of daughters most effective investment in nation's progress. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo credits teachers for Nagaland's achievement of 95.7% literacy rate. Nagaland honors 13 teachers for exceptional service. And BJP Nagaland holds organizational workshop cum state executive meeting in Dimapur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.